Hello, everyone. Well, I did a live stream yesterday and mentioned Ricky Gervais. One of my subs said that she had met Ricky and that I was going too far. That now I'm getting a little crazy thinking that Ricky Gervais is a woman. Okay. I want you to understand that it doesn't matter where you look, you're going to see women on testosterone and men on estrogen. You're going to see gender cons. I want you to look at Ricky's face. This is a young Ricky Gervais. Apparently, she was in a band called Siona Dancing in the 1980s. Now, I've never heard of that band. But I want you to look at this person and listen to your gut. These are not deep-set eyes, okay? This is an oval face. The features are small and close together. Look at this tiny mouth, okay? Now, this person is on testosterone, there's no doubt about that. But look at these short humerus bones. Okay, men have a longer humerus bone. This is a 5'8" person. Even this, as she is bent over, you can see the gradual curve in the back. This is the very first picture I looked at. Let's just scroll through. I have no idea what's going to come up. I just put in Ricky Gervais, you can see here. Ricky Gervais, Siona Dancing. I don't have to look for pictures and search out the best ones because it's very telling. Okay, let me explain something. This is a 5'8" person, woman. Okay, the arms, do you see the way the arms cradle right at the waist indent or just above? This is literally how women cradle their babies. Okay, it's almost as if our arms were designed to cradle our babies. Look, if you're a man, please tell me. Come on. Look at these hips. This person is pumped up on testosterone, but cannot hide this curvy body. Ridiculous. And this is another one right here. What this was designed to do is to look like gay men. Okay, this is subversive. People would look at this in the 80s and go, oh, I think that person's got some sugar in his tank. No, what this is what I've been saying for 5 years. These are females on testosterone. Just be honest with yourself. Do you see how leggy Gervais looks? Women have a shorter waist and longer legs. Look at this. This is so perverse. This is perverse. It's perverse what these people are doing. The people behind this agenda. Okay. Now, was or is Gervais from a elite family? I don't know. But I know that this person did whatever it took and signed whatever contract in blood to get where they are. This whole light bulb head thing, right? The hair starts to recede. This is a, I've said, the suit hides the hips, okay? That's what it was designed for. The suit was designed to hide gender-bending females. Look at this person. It's so bizarre. Okay? I don't even need to look at current pictures. I don't even need to see Ricky without the shirt on. This is a woman. Okay? It just simply is. It's a woman. It's all the same photos. Now this band did not make it. Okay, this was a failed attempt. Look at the tiny head. Oh God, the short neck, all of it, all of it. Okay, these forward-facing eyes. These are not deep-set eyes. This isn't even a brow ridge. Okay, not a brow ridge. Who are these people? What Faustian deal did you have to make to do this? Okay, I'm sure you weren't a bad-looking woman, right? This is a relatively attractive woman. Shall we look at some of Ricky Gervais' quotes? Yes, here we are. Just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right. Okay, that one's not bad, but look, this person is showing who she is. Remember, when you're dead, you don't know you are dead. It is only painful for others. The same applies when you are stupid. Okay? This person is an atheist. And I used to be an atheist because I was reading people like Richard Dawkins and listening to debates with people like Christopher Hitchens. I had a huge crush on Christopher Hitchens. Not a physical crush, but that person, I don't even know if he was a man. I suspect Christopher Hitchens was a man. But he spoke so eloquently and with such sharp wit, and I respected him. And I disliked organized religion. I still dislike organized religion. Okay, the difference is now I believe in God. Okay, this person openly mocks God. I mean, why can't people see that this is a woman? This is a pudgy, 5 foot 8 woman with short arms. Okay, what I'm going to do. This is a woman. See the oval face? No amount of scruffy beard can change it. All right, here we are, right here. Pudgy British woman. Ricky's telling us about her procedure. Okay, I want you to see. Okay, this business, all this. This female indent is above the waist. Look at this. If you're a man, you're not going to have that. Okay? Female indent. This is what happened. Ricky had her breast removed. See, where's his neck? Where's his manly neck? No. What Ricky has done is bulked up a little bit in the shoulders. Okay? Testosterone will remove much of the subcutaneous fat. Let me go over here and select some pictures. Okay, look. I want you to look. Okay, that's not the body of a man. It just isn't. This look right here, this is a lesbian. Okay? Lesbian. Come on. Wide through the hips. Look at that. All right. Here we go. 5 foot 8. There's the crotch. There's the hands. Okay. Just like a woman. Ratios of a woman. Yes, I'm sure you are an atheist. And look at your. I just want to show you. Okay, let me show you something. No neck. Bulked up the body. Okay, but look at this. That is a curving clavicle. Men have a straight across clavicle. Okay, you're not going to see prominent cheekbones of a man. You're not going to see any brow ridge. Okay, look at these breasts. Go back. Look, what's wrong with his chest? Okay, he put the hair. This is strategically placed hair. That is a scar. That is a scar. This person had a nippleectomy. Okay, had the nipple removed and then the breast tissue removed. Grr. Very obvious. Very, very obvious. This person is gross. This person's gross. Look, arms go directly to the pubic bone. This is a person who takes testosterone. Look, that is a deep Q angle. Come on. Short arms. Okay, 5 foot 8. Let's just look at the ratio. Okay, here we go. Female hands, 100%. Now these are not, that's not 100%. Ricky Gervais is just another poser. Just another poser. Short arms go right to the pubic bone. It's a woman on testosterone. It's why we don't see a brow ridge. It's why there's an oval face. It's why all the features are very small and inside. Okay. People can't continue to take testosterone forever without having negative effects. They pack. They put stuff in their pants. Okay. Showing us two fingers. Look at those incisors. My goodness gracious. This is a bearded lady. Bearded lady boy. It's not even a lady boy, it's just a lady. A lady on testosterone. Can you see it? I see it so easily. I wish I were taking this too far. I wish. Okay? But I want you to look. Look at this hourglass, okay? Look at this. Look at this breast. That should look weird to you. That should look weird to you. It isn't normal. Okay? This is a woman. This is a big girl. And 5 foot 8 isn't even that big, but you get it. Look at this person. Look at this person. Look at this woman. Look at this bearded lady. Blasphemous. Blasphemous. Ricky Gervais is not a man. Ricky Gervais is another sick and twisted. Come on. Gross, okay? Gross. I really have lost my ability. People get starstruck and they just don't want to see what is right in front of their face. These are not, this is not a real man. Never has and never will be. This person likes to blaspheme God. This is a gender-bending person who is now worth millions upon millions of dollars. Whatever kind of deal this person made, whatever contract or chalice they drank from, I do not know. But this isn't a real man. Thank you for watching.